Let us commence our worship today with hymn number 700. The tune is Adoration 5-8. Great God, to thee we come and solemnly confess our hearts are prone to roam from paths of righteousness. We view the year already past and see great cause to be abashed. Thy sovereign love and care thus far have brought us on. Mid sins and woes and fear, thy goodness is made known. That grace must needs be rich and free, which saves such worthless worms as we.
Gospel
according to John chapter 14. 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, How have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you for ever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. May the Lord bless his word and help us in prayer. Oh, gracious God, threshold of another year, and we do pray, Lord, for thy presence to go before us and to give us grace and wisdom, Lord, to walk worthy of thee as believers. And Lord, increase our faith and our hope and our love. Oh Lord, as we've been singing, worthless worms we are, and dear Gadsby knew something of that. But oh Lord, we bless thee for the memory of these saints, Lord, that are now with thee in heaven. And we trust, Lord, we're pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Not worthy of thy notice, Lord, but to whom else can we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life to give. And we do pray, Lord, for thy blessing upon us as churches. And Lord, those that are believers amongst us. And pray, Lord, that thou wilt truly be mindful of us here. And may, Lord, we yet see a measure of prosperity in our churches as we drift along and find, Lord, in our hearts to feel thou art the one thing needful to establish us and settle us in the truth and make us willing in the day of thy power, Lord, to humbly follow thee. Lord, we would then be taught to sow in tears that we might yet reap in joy. Lord, we do pray to remember likewise the sister church at Ryde and those that attend there. Oh Lord, we are all in the denomination, ministered and brought very low in this land. Few attend the solemn feast. Lord, is anything too hard for thee to come and grant us the Holy Spirit's visit, the highways and the byways, and compel them to come in, to bring back, Lord, the rebels and make them to humble themselves before the Almighty God, that they might be exalted in due time. Thou seest the present evil world that we live in, this guilty land and nation, that willfully desecrates thy holy day, and all evils abound in every hand. But Lord, we do ask thy presence and thy help to go before us. Do, Lord, send out thy light and thy truth. Grant, Lord, that men might be pricked in the conscience and begin to be one. And so, Lord, we do commit ourselves to thy care and keeping. Raise up, Lord, those that shall preach the everlasting gospel, even here, Lord, and in England. And we do pray for those in England, Lord, and one in particular, the stateless, Lord, as he enters into this period, Lord, of preaching amongst them there. Lord, do pray that prayer might be heard, and Lord, that there might be that liberty in prayer to pray for thy servant, Lord, who commences this period, Lord, of trial amongst them. Oh, we do pray, Lord, help him to continue, having been raised up to preach the everlasting gospel, and all thy sent servants over there, Lord, and all the churches that are ministered and brought low, might yet have a revival in these dark days. When governments, Lord, forsake thee, when governments, Lord, will not have even the Bible to be taught in the schools, such is the sad state, Lord, of the world today. But thou dost reign, and we do pray, Lord, thou wilt yet turn us again here in England, in America, and wherever the gospel is proclaimed. Oh, a real gospel, not a free will one, Lord.
But all that the Father hath given them shall come, and rejoice, Lord, in the day that thou hast made. For is anything too hard for thee? Help us to bear one another's burdens. Help us to wait upon the Lord to renew our strength. Strengthen our weak hands of faith, confirm our feeble knees, and say to us with a fearful heart, fear not, thy God will come. Thy God will come and reward thee. Thy God will come and teach thee to number your days, to apply your hearts unto wisdom. Oh, my Lord, give us grace to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and prove all these other things shall be added unto you. We thank thee for the safe conduct, Lord, of our three dear friends, Lord, brought back from Adelaide. And we do pray for them that thy presence and help might be known, Lord, with them. Divine guidance and wisdom be given to them, Lord, in those things that pertain to their lives and all the lives of each one of us. Oh, Lord, we do pray for Zion, that the minister brought low, and do grant, O Lord, that thou wilt truly favour us, even this day, to feel the outpouring of the Spirit upon a poor sinner and upon sinners in the pew, that it might be a good day. We will feel rather to be a doorkeeper in the house of our God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Remember afflicted friends, aged and infirm friends over here and in England too, we pray thee. And, O Lord, we do pray have mercy upon the new editor, that he might really be taught that humble way to bring, Lord, these things to the people that shall profit their never-dying souls. For is anything too hard for thee? O Lord, we wait upon thee, asking thy blessing, seeking the pardon of all our sins, and all we ask in this, as we ask it, O Lord, for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 939. The tune is Winchester Old, 270. Jesus, immutably the same, thou true and living vine, around thy all-supporting stem, my feeble arms I twine. I can do nothing without thee, my strength is wholly thine. Withered and barren should I be, if severed from the vine.
Oh,
as the Lord may be pleased to help me, I will direct you prayerfully to John's Gospel, chapter 15, and reading verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. How clear and plain is this word. Without me, ye can do nothing. So many religious so-called people in the day think that they have the knowledge, the ability to even abide in Christ. But oh, how have they proved? Only as the Lord quickens your soul and exercises us to be in one of these branches that is a fruit-bearing branch. There seems to be very much in our day a famine of the hearing of the word. And you probably may be the first to acknowledge it, and the very exercise in your souls as to know if the Lord is mindful of you, yet to quicken you. That blessed work of the Spirit, great mystery, is the work of the Spirit. As he says, the Spirit of truth comes down to reveal the things of God. In the day and age that we live in, there's such a falling away. But our mercy is that the Lord alone can create in you a clean heart, renew a right spirit within you. Being born of God with the work of grace is a miraculous thing, a call. The evidence is that you have and are able to testify of what the Lord has done. He says, now are ye clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Every branch, he says, that beareth fruit, he purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. The Lord will purge you of me. One said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. And so this work of grace in your soul will have an effect upon your soul. And though we know what it is to have an old man of sin, vile and full of sin we are, but deep down in your soul, with the work of the quickening grace, there's a change wrought. And the good that we would do, that we do not, but the evil that we would not is ever present with us. We become two characters, don't we? An old man of sin that we will live with us till we die, but a new man of grace. We want Christ. We pray unto him. We commit ourselves into his care and keeping and say unto him, Lord, if it could please thee, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. This is the only true vine that you and I can cling to. And as he says, my father's and husbandman. And if we bear not fruit, you're taking away this branch. And so we need him to take us as a wild olive branch, as a man of the world, as a son and daughter of the world, and be brought to begin to be one. And some of you, where the work has been begun, will reflect upon this. You meditate upon these things in your mind. And you realize the solemnity of it. If he has not engrafted you and me into the true and the living vine, there won't be any life in our soul. And yes, we do mourn much over the darkness and the bondage that seems to hover around us. Where is the blessedness I see? I saw when first I knew the Lord, says dear Anne Steele. She was a gracious character, yet she knew both sides of it. She knew the doubts and the fears that will arise in a believer's heart. And you feel, wretched man that I am, who shall believe these things? But their mercy is that if you are chosen vessel, the time will come when he creates in you a mere clean heart, renews a right spirit within you. He teaches you, and you won't be content with your prayers, but you'll call upon his name. We may look back when in providence we were forced to call upon his name. We were in dire straits, in difficulties, in our darksome path, afflictions and trials, and things all seemed to be against us. And tempted sometime to give up and call no more upon his name. But we can't get away from that. He is the true vine, is Jesus. And when he is implanted in your soul, these touches and tokens of his word, you abide with them. Because of those sweet moments when Jesus comes right where you are, meets your case, grants your deliverance, set before you an open door that no man can shut. And you bless the Lord for that change in your soul and this attraction to the Word of God and an attraction to try to pray, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If you're one of these branches, then the wild olive branch once were, but there was an appointed time when he brought you into his banqueting house and his banner over you with love. The other branches, he that abideth in me. Lord, thou must take hold of me, thou must draw me, thou must enforce me to come to the sinner's friend. Oh, everything redounds to thine honour and glory, because, as we hear through it, without me ye can do nothing. We're so barren, we're so cold, we're so hard, we're so dead in our trespasses and sins. But see, when the Lord breaks through, when he says, I have chosen thee, yes, in the furnace of affliction, we think all your religion's burned up in afflictive dispensations that have come upon you. But not so. Because in the midst of these afflictive dispensations, Lord, cause me to yet bear fruit. Fruits meet for repentance, godly sorrow for my sin, hunger and thirst after his righteousness, waiting upon the Lord for that renewed strength. For I am the vine, and he's that great I am, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. And so you can't bear fruit of, you cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide. And so you'll cling to the word of God, you'll search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they, he says, that testify of me. What a mercy. You and I search these scriptures. And though we don't spend half the time we should be spending reading the Word of God, that we can be very mechanical in that until the set time comes when the Lord himself reveals himself, shows you the true token of his love. And solemn thing, if we abide not in him, he is cast forth as a branch. Oh, you say, Lord, unite me to walk in thy fear. Do not leave me or forsake me in this dark world of sin and woe, where I'm surrounded by antichrists, right, left and centre. I need to know thee, Lord, and you know you'll be pleading with the Lord. do not leave me, do not forsake me. Create in me this clean heart, renew this right spirit within me that clings to Christ. The only refuge and strength in your time of trouble. The darkness and the bondage, that the Lord could shine into your heart, the light in your darkness, and say to your soul, abide in me. Unite me, Lord, in thy fear. Teach me to number my days, to apply my heart unto this seeking heavenly wisdom, to observe. Oh, we do need greater observation, don't we, these things? Well, he says, whoso is wise, even they will observe these things, they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. This is the loving kindness of the Lord. He cleanseth you from your secret sins in the light of his countenance. He cleanseth you. We're all sinners, as I said just now. We live and die in our sins, but if Christ has formed himself in your heart, the hope of glory, you know his love, dear friends, will overcome your sins and mine. Because by the grace of God, he has bought you with a price. He's eternally loved you. He has chosen you. Oh, what a mercy. Because it's his work. And in its glory, he must be given all the glory and the praise for what he has done for our souls. Touched us. Comforted us. And blessed us. And when most we seem to be and say, how barren is my soul today, he comes right where you are. And sometimes it seems to come and going like the door upon its hinges. When wilt thou come, Lord, and confirm my soul? I'm hastening on to eternity. Where does the case stand with my soul? Am I born of God? It's a great matter the further we go on in life's journey. In our younger days, we have to acknowledge, dear friends, that there wasn't that need when we journey on and know how to manage decaying. We need this inner man, if it's ever been alive, we need it to be renewed day by day. And so I am divine. No other source and giver of salvation, no other saviour to save you from death, destruction, and despair, but in the merits of Jesus. So, Lord, do take hold of me. Make me willing in the day of thy power, when I'm not ashamed to being able to tell around what a Saviour I have found. I've found him with honesty and sincerity in your soul. I have found him whom my soul loveth and desire to love more and more day by day. Love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. You see, your voice will be used, your supplications will be used, because he takes, dear friends, your feeble petition, purifies them, and presents them before the Father in heaven. Oh, this will keep your soul alive. There'll be seasons, yes, of course. Days of darkness, days of poverty, days of sorrow, days of grief. But there are also, dear friends, there'll be those moments when the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it, because it brings forth fruit. You'll be brought there to praise him for his great goodness, for his many mercies that are new every morning when you look upon him. He gives you a glimpse of himself suffering on that accursed tree. And you realize that you need to be crucified to the world that lies in wickedness, but you will not crucify your nature. But blessed be the Lord, that where sin hath abandoned another man, he will much more abound. There's a drawing influence of Christ. He draws you by the cords of man, by the bands of his love. And sometimes he takes the lust of the flesh and the pride of life away from you. You see, those sweet moments when you're brought before the cross of Christ and you look upon him. He gives you a glimpse of himself. He shows you a token of his love, his fruit, his pleasure, his joy. There's a joy in heaven over one sinner repented rather than 99 that have no need of repentance, because I am the vine. And the desire is that they would spring up in your soul. You might truly flourish and bear fruit in the course of a token of his love, a word of his divine instruction and teaching in the way that he'd have you and me to go. Instead of running, dear friends, without being sent, running without being drawn by the cause of man, you may shipwreck a faith that way. With no imagination, it's casting down imaginations and bringing every thought. Yes, and there will be those times when he girds up the loin of your mind, you're sober, up to the end. For the grace that is to be bestowed upon you, that where sin hath abounded and does abound, grace might much more abound. And you bless the Lord for these tokens of his love. And so that faith to believe in God, and to believe that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth, because ye are the branches. It's a privilege to know that you are a branch, isn't it? He's taken you, as I said earlier, as a wild olive branch, full of the world and all that it interests the carnal mind. But that appointed time came, and it was an appointed time when you should look to the vine, that you might not be burnt up, dear friends. And so, what does he say about this? Abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That's the prospect, dear friends, of the unregenerate. Drop into hell. And God has a sovereign right to do according to his will amongst the armies of heaven and in the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say, what do you say? It's appointed before the worlds were made that there should be a people that should live to show forth his praise for the fact that he has revealed himself to them, that he has gathered them before they wither and die and brought them to his feet. And they look upon him whom they have pierced and mourn over their sins and after him. And so they bring much forth, and bring forth much fruit. We know it's their little line upon line, precept upon precept, but he knows. And hasn't he touched your heart? And persuade these touch some of your hearts, if not all of you. You've heard of the name of Jesus and you want to know more about him and more of him and feel union and communion with him from off the mercy seat. It's a time, dear friends. It's a time of trial, a time of grief, waiting upon the Lord to renew your strength. You might truly feel the Lord gives you grace. Grace to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, fighting the good fight of faith that ultimately you may lay hold on eternal life. But O Solomon, if we abide not in him. And yet you see, you know your own temptations. You know the devil who's so active and ready to undermine your little faith and mine. But he that's begun that good work in your soul will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And he says, look unto me. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and beside me there is no Saviour. Oh, what a Saviour we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. What is a disciple? He's a follower of Christ. He's the object of your soul's desire. Seek grace to walk worthy. You've caught his call. You've You become a disciple. You feel unworthy of the title of as a follower of Christ. But to whom else can we go? Because he alone has the words of eternal life to give to your soul and mine. He's a refuge. The Lord is as a strong tower, we read. Righteous runneth into it and say, you don't feel yourself righteous, but you know you need the imputed righteousness of Christ to bear fruit. Those here little, those there little, those lines have fallen upon pleasant places. When the Lord grants you to feel a little comfort and hope that he has begun this work, that you might truly bear real fruit. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. That is being fruitful. And multiplying from time to time the blessing of the Lord that maketh you and me rich and addeth no sorrow to him. Oh, blessed mercy, if we hear his voice, abide in me. Lord, be with me passing through this wilderness world. I know, Lord, that I sin daily, sins of thought, word, and deed, but they're not beyond the limits of his love. Love is the golden chain that binds those happy souls above, and he or she, or heirs or heiresses, whose bosoms glow with love. Oh, haven't you ever felt your bosom glow with love? I love the Lord. And then the devil comes in like a flood, as he sure certainly will, following a blessing. But he cannot steal it, he cannot take it away. He knows nothing of the love of Christ. But he hates those that do believe in Christ. But oh, what a mercy. Abide in me, he says. The instruction teaches you in the way that he would have you and me to go, and you see his presence and blessing. Show me, Lord, it's open. I need to have something to keep alive myself when I seem to be in famine of hearing something that profits my soul. Oh, what a mercy then, the time of love will come, does come, has come, will come again. If he's begun that good work in your soul, he will perform it. There must be a performance of those that abide in Christ. He forms himself in your the hope of glory, because, as I said, he only can do it, because without him you can't, dear friends, grow in grace. But he said, grow in grace in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And so he does to poor disciples. They wouldn't think much of themselves. They feel to be very far off at times. Very cast down. But he says, why are they cast down? Oh, my soul, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. These are truths that you will cling to of what he has said, because you know your whole dependence is upon the Lord who calls you and me to grow. David said, it seemeth not to grow with his grace. But he knew that he'd received tokens of the love of the Lord. He knew he'd been delivered from Saul. He knew he had been delivered from his enemies that sought to destroy him. And the same with Jesus. Because he was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. David was a sinner, we know. But he was brought to repent and believe. And this is our mercy, that he knows the way you and I take, and when he had tried you, he will come forth as gold, because he has appointed it, and he'll perform it, and make you and me wise unto salvation through faith in him. And he says, look unto me. Oh, may we have clearer views of the Lord Jesus. May as we sow in tears yet reap in joy. Lord, give me patience. He says, you need a patience after you've done the will of God, you might receive a promise. And we need a promise to live on and a promise to die on. And the promise is a young amen in Christ. Or that he might bless you and me with the Holy Spirit. He says, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And so he says, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And so it is a mercy to know that the Lord has loved us. Having loved his own that were in the world, he loves them to the end. Surely you've had tokens of his love. Surely you're striving to enter the straight gate, time of love. But they will surely see not only that he shed his blood, but he shall say, for me. Oh, to be able to have that definite promise from the Lord. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee by the cords of man, by the bands of his love. You won't escape, dear friends. You may seem to be in a bit of a state now as a wild olive branch. You're still not bearing fruit that you would long to. That's because he has not yet bound you up in the bundle of life or revealed it to you. But you will do, receive a blessing, and you will abide in him because you know this, united to Christ, the true and the living vine. You'll be fruitful and multiply in his own time and way. And so we look to Jesus. We look to the Lord Jesus only. Lord, I can do nothing without thee. Do condescend to come and confirm my soul with a true promise. Sowing in tears that ye might reap in joy. He that weepeth for a night will die, will arise, dear friends. And though we mourn over our sins and our sin, it'll be light in the morning when the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings and restores unto you this joy of salvation. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy, joy with power. And so he says, if ye abide in me, my words abide in you. And this is bearing fruit, isn't it? When the Lord speaks to your soul, when he touches your heart, when he shows you now his way. I am the way and the truth and the life. All that the Father given me shall come unto me. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. This is Jehovah's choice. That he should draw you. Irresistible grace draws a poor sinner. We know we're very feeble as disciples in the natural man, the carnal mind, which is enmity. But as I said earlier, where sin abounds, grace shall much more abound. The unmerited mercy and favour and love of God, it cannot but come in due time according to his appointment. The appointed time. It comes when Jesus says, come, follow me. Oh, we feel to be poor followers of Christ. But what he has begun, he'll carry on. And as you seem to wonder sometimes, where is the blessedness I knew when first I knew the Lord, as we said earlier? The Lord will not remove what he has given you. He says the Spirit is our remembrancer, to bring to our memory what he has spoken to you and me of. You see, he's hearing the voice of this good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. This is something you want to hold fast to, lay hold on, these precious promises in his word, that you might prove that you abide in him and I in him, united to Christ, the true and the living God. This is not that false religion, dear friends, of the free willers. This is that religion of God's elect. It chose you, bought you, shed his precious blood on Calvary's tree to redeem you from the curse of the broken law. And he said, fear not, for I've redeemed thee, I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the floods they shall not overwhelm thee, and the fire shall not hurt thee. He brings you, dear friends, ultimately to heaven if you're his. Because what he has begun in you, he'll give you grace to continue. And we have to say, having obtained help of God, we continue at this present moment of time, witnessing. That's it, sinner. You witness to these things. He has told you these things. You stuck fast, dear friends, with what he has spoken to you and exercised you. You mourn over your backslidings and your sad ways. But nevertheless, this that the Lord has bestowed upon you will be fulfilled. He fulfills that desire of poor sinners because you've been attracted to Christ. And ultimately, you will be brought to glory at last, and the Father will be glorified in it, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. And though we do need to continue in that love, though at times we despair of having reality of these things, but as I said just now, the Spirit is your remembrance, so it brings again to your soul those tokens and evidences of his love to our soul. Oh, pour not thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. Because Jesus, who is the great I Am, even before Abraham, he says, I am. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. I must leave it there now for the audience. May the Lord bless his own word. May he pardon all of this for his name's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 670, the tune is Madison from the manuscript. United to Jesus the vine, with life, strength, and righteousness too. But this he will teach us in time, without him we nothing can do. Our hope of performing what's right, and strictly obeying our God, if not wholly built on his might, will leave us exposed to his rod. Unless he uphold by his grace, we sink under Satan and sin, and plunge into shame and disgrace, nor can we deliverance obtain. We neither can hope, nor believe, nor pray in a time of distress. But as we from Jesus receive the fruits of his own righteousness.
Thank you.
Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.